All right, folks, stay with us, 713-9650-650. We're going to have Richard Anderson coming up here in just a few minutes with Palisade Palms Condo and the Falcon Group.
The excitement of the auction of Palisade Palms is just filling the air. Everybody's talking about it.
All right, folks, stay with us. John Vaughn, John Bott, what's working now on CNN 650 Radio News. Now on the phones, we've got a special guest here coming up. It's Richard Anderson. He's of the Falcon Group, which is part of the development group of Palisade Palms, which, John, if you've listened to this station or this program, you've heard some of John Bott's commercials regarding the condos down at Palisade Palms, and I know they're coming up with a big auction here on June the 6th.
Well, you know what I hear, John? I hear they're just giving away condos down there at Palisade Palms.
Are they free?
They're free. Absolutely free. Is that true, Richard?
Some people think so, definitely. We're very excited about this upcoming auction. And by the way, it's good to hear from you guys, and hope you're having a good day. But Falcon Group is very excited and partnering up with Kennedy Wilson to auction off 27 of our remaining inventory and on June 6th at the Omni Hotel. And it's seems to be somewhat of a buzz in the Galveston area.
It's a buzz in the Houston area. We heard a lot about it at Cigar Talk last night. Every time I talk to people, they're talking about it. It's the buzz of Houston right now. But one of the things I want to clarify is you've got a minimum bid on these units, but that minimum bid does not mean you're going to buy them there. It means you've got a reserve against that minimum bid. Is that correct?
That's correct. There's an unpublished reserve that's for each unit. They're not the same. In other words, it varies from one unit to the next. We do have a starting bid price that I think has been published. It ranges from $125,000 to $375,000. Kind of our position somewhat is over the last 60 days, maybe 90 days, we had noticed in the marketplace things that sales had kind of flattened out, and it was driven, or we believe, primarily by the fact that the market wasn't really sure what the values of any product, not just ours, but any product in the Galveston market. So in our view, by doing this auction, we're gonna set the purest form of capitalism through the auction or bidding process.
Now, just between you and me, Richard, 1510, what's the reserve on that?
Oh, yeah, here it is. I don't think so. There's only three people that know that number, and I'm not allowed to publish it.
Now, Richard, before we get going here a little bit, you've obviously been a sponsor of this program and related things, and so the Omni that you're talking about is the one that's over there on Woodway, correct?
Yeah, it's actually at 4 Riverway, and it's the Omni Houston Galleria.
Okay, and just as we get going here, what's a way for people to get a hold of this if they would like to participate in this upcoming auction? Can they go to your website, or you have a phone number you want to give out?
There's all of the above. I think probably the best way to do it is either to go to our website, which is www.palisadepalms.com, or they can go to another website called www.palisadepalmsauction.com.
Okay,
and,
great.
There'll be lots of information on both those websites to help direct them. I think it's important to note that in order to participate in the auction, the prospective purchasers really need to register ahead of time, and the registrations are due by 5 p.m. on Thursday, June the 3rd, which is, anyway, and that would be just the Thursday prior to the auction.
And do you still have your units? And in the interest of disclosure, I went down and visited you all. It's been two or three weeks ago. I really enjoyed the stay down there. It's a beautiful property. And you had at the time all of these units available during the day for people to come in and go inspect any of the units. Is that going to run all the way up through next Thursday or Friday, Thursday the 3rd?
Yeah, it actually will run from all the way up till Saturday the 5th. But you can go down to Palisade Palms, which is located at 801 East Beach Drive in Houston. In Galveston. And we have an information office down there that's open daily, in other words, 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And it's staffed with salespeople that'd be more than happy to help. Help register people, in other words, prospective purchasers. In addition, it'll give an opportunity to be able to go through all 27 units that are going to be in the auction.
Yeah, and there are some amazing units, and I'll just, because I got your auction brochure and I signed up. One thing I will tell you though, Richard, is I will be out of town for the auction, so that might end up just saving me some money.
Well, you know, playtime.
Well, there's an electronic venue that I think.
No, Richard, I don't want to hear anything about an electronic venue. All right.
Okay.
Now there's a practice auction this weekend, so you can learn how to play the game.
Yeah, that's correct. Sunday, the 30th, there is going to be a how to buy at auction seminar, and that will be held at 1 p.m. on Sunday, May 30th, at the Hotel Galvez. And the address, I believe, is 2024 Seawall Boulevard in Galveston. This is a free seminar. It will be for registered bidders only.
Okay, and just going through your brochure that you guys have given out and sent out a lot of people who've registered, you know, I think the square footage of some of these condos runs anywhere from, I think the lowest is maybe 1,000 square feet to about 2,500 square feet. Is that about correct?
That's about correct. It goes from 1,044 square feet to 2,700 square feet. That's correct.
Okay, and they've got, do all of these units have balconies?
Yes.
Well, no, and I'm done. The little
one
down.
There's one, I guess, a Renata that does not have a balcony, but the rest
okay.
of it.
The other thing I wanted to let people know is don't forget that you do have assessments by the condo association. I'm on the condo board, and I don't want people to forget that you know, I mean, that can be a factor in whether or not what you can afford there.
Well, and that's true, but I also think that it's important to note that the assessments include things like insurance and obviously maintenance that you would probably have to pay if you owned a house or some other product. And theoretically, given that you're buying in bulk, meaning for all the units, our ability to buy down on the insurance coverage is much greater. But you're correct. There is an assessment component to it. And you also, just like you would a house, have a utility component, although the utilities, because the units are stacked, there's an efficiency, meaning your electric bill typically isn't running more than, runs anywhere between $50 to, you know, $90 a month, which is materially less than a house would be.
I can absolutely assure everybody, this is the most beautiful place on the Gulf Coast of the state of Texas.
Well, it's it's a very beautiful place. I got one question, Richard. How did it fare during the hurricane? You know, you're right there on the beach. I know this thing was engineered to withstand some god-awful amount of wind and hail and debris.
The hurricane came right over 300 yards from us.
That's correct. Actually, the eye did go right over us, and we fared very well. As some people may know, the island was without power, a big portion of it, for many weeks, and we were fortunate enough to be able to secure a generator out of Miami in order within less than a week after the storm, so we got power to our building in very short order. As it relates to physical damage, as a percentage of the total, it was negligible. We were fortunate enough as an association to have bought down the insurance to effectively a $25,000 deductible.
That's handy. That's very handy.
It made it a lot more manageable in terms of getting the repairs done. But the actual cost, to answer your question, was negligible. It was fractional. And we were able to get all the repairs done last summer, the first of last summer, all the repair work was done.
Well, Richard, outstanding. Listen, we've got to go to a break, but thank you for joining us. And, folks, good luck, Richard, if I don't talk to you before the auction.
Thank you very much. Y'all take care.
All right, appreciate it. And that's Richard Anderson. And remember, folks, you can go by the website if you're interested in the auction. It's going to be coming up here June 6th, right here in Houston over at 4 Riverway, and that's at the Omni Hotel. Go by the website. Go by PalisadePalms.com or PalisadePalmsAuction.com, and you can track down how to sign up and get yourself registered for that auction prior to the June 6th. And I'm sure John Bott will be talking about it a little bit more over the remaining week and a half. Stay with us, John Bott.